When you reflect on the wrong choices you've made in life, you ever feel like there's no turning back? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we've all made wrong choices, but sometimes we think there's no hope because we've probably gone too far, right?
John, we've been looking at the life of Samuel, one of my favorite Bible characters. He was raised up by God, despite the fact he came from a dysfunctional family, to judge the people of Israel and to lead a nation. Yet despite his godly guidance, the people ultimately rejected his authority, which meant they were rejecting God's authority. The people wanted a king to be like everyone else. So the Lord decided to give the people what they wanted, which was not what they needed.
Yeah.
However, Samuel's farewell speech offered hope out of hopelessness. If the people chose to follow God, the Lord would continue to be their help and strength.
And this is the overriding message of the Bible then, that God is a God of second chances.
And third chances and fourth chances, and the list goes on and on. Now, sin has consequences. We can't afford to take it lightly. However, we can't change the past, but we can turn to God and choose to trust Him for the future. Christian living is often described as a race, and if so, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. There will be times you stumble and fall, but the key to finishing well is to get back up and get going.
So the message of Samuel is one of hope, despite the tendency of people to make bad choices and to go astray.
In life, we're going to make wrong choices, but don't lose heart. Make the next choice the right choice. And for those who feel afraid or far from God, remember, even the longest journey is shorter after the first step.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. We encourage you to share this little feature with a friend. Let them know about reasonwhy.org, the website that will allow them to enjoy the feature on any mobile device. That's reasonwhy.org.